Bob Stefanowski, candidate for governor, is in studio. Tomorrow is the big day.
Yes, it is.
After all the ads, after all the campaigning, after all the...
After all that.
Lunches and talks and bus trips and everything.
Handshakes.
Tomorrow's the
rubber
day.
Rubber chicken dinners. I've done it all.
Decisions will be in.
Yep.
And hopefully Wednesday morning at this time we know what's what.
Where's my opponent?
He was invited, just so you know.
Yes.
Governor Lamont was invited to join you here. He never really gave us a no.
Or a yes. Just kind of.
Never really said
the phone
yes.
Phone kind of hung up early.
Oh, did you hear that?
Right.
You guys keep good track of one another?
That was a setup question, yeah.
It's funny because I, you know, they called me before he was on and they said, you know, what are you going to ask him? And I said, well, I'm going to play some clips from Bob and I'm going to play them. For Ned and then the governor, and then he could respond.
Yeah.
And I said, do you want me to send you the podcast? And she said, no, we have a transcript.
Oh.
I'm like, holy crap.
Damn.
Yeah, they got a real operation. They've got like 100 people. So they tape everything I do, every public event, and then they type it into some system so they can do like a word search.
Wow.
Like you type in police, and they have everything I've ever said on police. They're pretty sophisticated.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
I get, you know. A great team, don't get me wrong, but it's like three guys and a dog.
Yeah. But a dog does work double shift.
Well, we don't match in resources. We got hard. It's like David versus Goliath here.
Yeah. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. We had a great weekend. We had a rally at a concrete warehouse in Wallingford on Saturday. We had 450 people there. Chris Christie came out.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of people.
A lot of people don't make their decisions. But yeah, there's a fair amount of listeners right now that haven't made their decisions. People don't focus on this race till the last week, and we've had tremendous momentum.
Do you think there are undecided people right now?
I guarantee it. I met a woman yesterday. She asked me a few questions. She said, I'm leaning your way. I think you just convinced me. I mean, there's a lot of people because, you know, people are busy. They're not paying attention in June about a November governor's race. That's why these early polls, I mean, they don't mean anything. It's that last 10 days. It's really important.
When you talk to people who are still undecided, is there a theme to what's keeping them undecided?
Yeah, number one is Ned's been lying about my position on Roe v. Wade. And when I tell him, I'm going to protect a woman's right to choose. It's codified in the Connecticut state law. It's not going to change as long as I'm governor. Women will have the right to choose. That's a big one. The other one is...
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Because people... This might be new to you.
Yes.
But there have been people in the past who say one thing...
Yeah.
And then get elected.
Yeah, like Tulsa with Governor Lamont.
And do something different.
Yes.
This is the history
of... He sat
of...
in that chair 4 years ago and said he wasn't going to put up Tulsa.
Well, I changed the chair after you sat.
But there's a history of politicians making promises and then doing the opposite.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, there's just a fear that you're saying that. So someone posted on our Facebook page, you know, ask him why we should believe him when three Supreme Court nominees said they wouldn't touch it.
Yeah.
And then they got in and they did. Yeah. I thought it was a good question.
It's a good question. And part of a governor, when you try to make your decision, you got to evaluate who's most genuine. And you know me, Chez, I grew up in New Haven. I don't need this in my life right now, but I want to do it to help the people of Connecticut. And
why should they believe you? I'm not
the loudest speaker. I'm not blow through the doors. But the credit I get from people is I'm genuine. I'm honest. And I'm going to deliver. I looked my daughters in the eye and said, I'm going to protect a woman's right to choose. I looked Amy in the eye and said, I've looked the camera in the eye. I'm looking you in the eye right now. You're a good judge of character. It's not going to change. And we have a Democratic legislature that was a bipartisan support for that bill. It is not going to change. Women will have a right to choose in Connecticut. That's it. The law's
and
not
if there
change.
Was some something bizarre happened, let's just say the legislature flipped.
I'd veto it. I'd veto it because I believe
you're
in a
promising
right.
here 100%.
Yes. Yes.
You would never let
and
that go.
And this is not
through.
Something you lie about. This is not like, you know, are you going to raise taxes by 10 cents? This is a real important issue to people.
Big
and
time.
What frustrates me about the governor is he's been lying about my position because he doesn't want to talk about taxes. We can get into all those other things.
Yeah. No, I knew. So you said that was a theme in undecided voters. So I thought, well, let's
I'll give
just
you the second. Let
up.
Me give you the second one.
Yeah, yeah.
did Biden steal the election? I mean, I've been asked that five times. Yeah. Joe Biden won the election. It's as simple as that. We need to move on. Right. If Donald Trump had anything to do with January 6th, he should be put in jail. There's an investigation going on. I don't like the personal side of Trump. I do like a couple of his policies, lower taxes, putting police first, protecting law enforcement. I don't like the personal side. You've met my daughter.
Yeah, it's weird how they, and I say they, the political machine, and it is one machine. They say it's two, but it's one machine. Like, they have conditioned us to believe that you're either here or you're here, and that's it. You're left or you're right. It's a black and white, red, blue thing.
Yeah.
And I could like a couple of Biden's ideas and like a couple of Trump's ideas, not like them personally or whatever.
I don't think it's a good idea to stereotype any group of people. And right now, people are stereotyping Republicans. Mm. And I'm fiscally conservative.
I think both parties.
They do. That's fair. We do the same thing. And, but I'm socially moderate. I'm fiscally. I think lower taxes are great, but I'm a social moderate. I've always been that way. I ran in 2018. The positions were moderate. But we demonized these two partners. Came within 40,000 votes, and that's going to be
how many?
1.3 million cast.
Wow.
We lost by 44,000. That's the theme of today. People have to get out and vote. We're going to win this election if people get out. This is going to be very close. And people need to get out themselves, and they need to get their spouse out, and they need to get their kids who are 18 out. They need to get that neighbor down the street out who can't get to the polls by herself.
Unless they're
going to
vote for Ned, then you want them to sit home.
Yeah. Seriously. And,
sleep
and,
in.
I joke around with you guys. Here's the other thing.
We're just having
when
fun.
When I win, and I say when, I'm going to represent Democrats as much as Republicans and people that don't vote for me. I'm their governor. I work for the people of Connecticut after I win tomorrow. And I owe it to everybody, whether I agree with them or not, to support the heck out of them. And and politics is way too polarized. For Joe Biden to get up and demonize Republicans, that's 50% of his electorate. So we're going to support everybody.
Let's go to Jim in Lebanon.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, Bob. Hey, Bob. I called because I want to make it crystal clear that my mother, Ella Grasso, would support you and be campaigning for you if she was alive. What Lamont has done in the past 4 years has insulted and desecrated her memory by his actions. And his actions are well known, and I'm sure you'll bring them up.
Well, thank you, Jim. Jim is Governor Ella Grasso.
I remember Governor Ella Grasso.
Terrific guy. I remember her marching from the armory to the state. You may not, but we had a massive snowstorm. I think it was 76. And she literally got out there, marched through the snow to get to the armory. This was this is leadership, right? You could believe what she said. She supported both sides of the aisle, and she had integrity.
Yeah.
We need that.
But, you know, leadership is also taking the tough actions. And you being on the air demonstrates that. And Lamont's fear of being confronted with his facts, with the facts that he has done, shows his lack of courage. And, you know, this is a prime example.
Well, Jim, can I ask you, so your mom was a Democrat.
She was a Democrat.
So I'm guessing you were a Democrat.
She held the party. I'm still a Democrat. I registered when I moved into Lebanon again.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well, but can't thank you enough for your mom.
Yeah.
She was great.
Well, no, you got to understand the party isn't the way it was before. The progressives of her day tormented her and I feel exasperated her health conditions. So, you know, it's Lamont is no better than those who tormented her during her administration. And for me, it's become personal. 4 years ago, I was supporting Bob because he was the better candidate. He'd make a better governor. Little did I know that Lamont would be the worst governor in the state's history and would treat my mother's memory the way he did.
Well, Jim, thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
He's a good friend, and Jim was also a really big part. If you remember, we did Mass for Heroes. We distributed 1.5 million masks. You guys were great.
Yeah.
Jim was a big part of that. So he's a good man. Thank you, Jim.
A lot of calls coming in. All right, so that's the two issues for undecided voters that you've run into. The theme is abortion and
Trump, which I just spoke about. You get some gun questions, and on that one, you know, we've got the toughest gun laws in the nation, and I intend to enforce them. Would you undo them? What's that? No, I don't think we should go after law-abiding gun owners. They're not the problem. We got the toughest gun laws in the nation. We need to start enforcing them. All of our police departments are down. City of New Haven's down 100 officers. We're down 400 state troopers right now. We're supposed to have 1,300. We have 900. They gave the governor, I've got all these facts, you know, I'm very fine-tuned right now.
Yes.
They gave the governor a 97% disapproval rating, his own state troopers and his leadership. We've been endorsed by Hartford, Bridgeport, New Haven, Waterbury police departments. He's been soft on crime, and he's been anti-police, and I'm going to support the hell out of these men and women and keep them safe.
Bob Stefanowski is in. Election day's tomorrow. The governor was invited to join us. I post that on Facebook if you wanted to ask Bob any questions. One is, will he mandate COVID vax for kids in order to attend school?
I will not. I've been very clear on that. I came out and suggested that the mask mandate for kids be lifted. 3 hours later, Governor Lamont lifted it. First of all, I believe in vaccines.
So this happened during a debate, right?
It came up, and you know,
it came up during a debate.
First of all, again, I'm going to try to not be real negative. I'm just going to try to point out the facts.
Okay.
Governor Lamont lied about tolls last time. There's a few other lies. He mandated that state workers be COVID vaccinated, so it's entirely possible he'll do it again. I will not. I think a parent should have that right. My kids are vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. I believe in the efficacy of vaccines. But we got to start getting government out of the way and let parents work with teachers on the curriculum and let parents decide how they want to raise their kids. I could see the governor mandating COVID for kids. I absolutely could see it, the vaccine.
And then there was a couple questions on this Facebook post about sex education in school.
There was a big mix-up last week at the debate. If you remember in the flash round, I was clear. You know, I said maybe in high school, but not in grammar school. The kids that can barely tie their shoes shouldn't be talking about it. Governor Lamont said he wasn't. You go up to the Department of Education website, it says we do. So his own Department of Education is saying that we do, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but Fox News reported this 2 hours after the debate. The Department of Education website went down, and the language changed.
Oh, really?
So suddenly the language on the thing changes after Governor Lamont says the wrong thing at a debate. I don't know whether there's anything there or not. I look forward to looking into it after we win. The point, though, is he hasn't been transparent. He's been known to say one thing and do another. And on an important topic like this, teaching your kindergartner, whether, you know, sexual identity, I don't think we should do it. I'm not going to do it. I don't think we can trust the governor to not do it.
Deborah.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Deborah.
What's your question?
I have a question. Maybe it's a comment. I agree with everything that you've said on the radio today, which I'm happy about. But I do have a question regarding the proposed bear hunt by our Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. All of the candidates at the debate said yes, they would be in favor. And I don't really know whether... behavior is understood.
Let's do this. Let's get to the question because so many people want to ask him a question. What is your question?
I almost have a comment more than a question, just to know before you make the comment on it, because we're not going to get rid of the nuisance bears. We'll only get rid of the wild bears because we're going to be hunting in the woods.
Gotcha. Okay.
I will put you on the phone with him after the election. Thank you. That's a new one, right?
You know, I've actually had that before.
Really?
What I actually said in the debate was maybe certain parts of the state. Elizabeth, who works with the campaign, her family lives in Litchfield County, and it's actually a risk. You know, she wakes up and there's a bear. There was a horrible incident up in that part of the state. Am I big on, you know, killing a lot of bears? No, but when it becomes a safety crisis for a small kid walking outside and he's got a bear in front of him, we got to deal with that.
Right. Ken in Bridgeport.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Hey.
Hey, Bob, I just want to ask you a question. When you were running 4 years ago, you said you were going to try to eliminate the state income tax. I just wonder if that's something you're going to do if you do get elected.
Yeah, what we said was we were going to try to do it over 10 years. And in the last 4 years, one of the things I've learned is it's affordability. I mean, income tax is important, but property taxes, car taxes, electricity costs. So we have, I don't want to sound like a politician, but we got a plan called Connecticut First. Fight inflation, reduce state taxes. We have a $6 billion, $6 billion slush fund up in Hartford. I'm proposing we give half of it back. It's about over $2,000 per family. To your question, it'll be a combination of lowering property taxes, lower the sales tax, extend the gas tax. If we don't do anything on December 1st, gas taxes go up by 25 cents a gallon. AJ, how are you going to feel about that?
Not very good, thank you.
No, we're going to extend it enough. With your hot rods. That's probably $100 a week for you.
You'll hear me screaming.
Governor Lamont wants to put a highway use tax in January 1st. You know what's going to happen? It's going to be the goods in the back of those trucks. The price is going to go up. So I'm really not dodging your question. Yes, that was the number one. I think it's broader this time. It's a broader platform. Is income tax lower part of that? Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Good.
Laura, what's your question?
Well, I heard you guys talking about tolls earlier, and I wanted to ask our future governor, who was the real opposition champion for no tolls?
Well, that might be my current lieutenant governor, Laura Devlin, who's on the line right now, a former state rep from Fairfield.
What an intro.
We didn't even practice that.
Hold on, I'll go get her.
Laura, and so Laura's going to be the next lieutenant governor. Pat Sasser is my campaign manager. Henry Martin, who's not on the phone, but those three people, along with NoTollCT.com, single-handedly. And Laura, I could see Governor Lamont bringing back tolls. Because it's going to go into a recession. We're going to have a problem. I could easily see him bringing back tolls on cars.
That highway use tax is his revenge for not getting tolls. But the people said no. And, you know, you do things as a team. We had a solid team to fight that policy. So.
And one of the things we have to do is nobody talks to the people of Connecticut anymore, right? We feel like we work for government. They just lay a tax on, they spend it how they want. Governor Lamont gives it to his family for Semaphore, a company he owns. Laura did a great job, and Pat and Henry Martin getting out to the people, finding what's on their mind, and stopping this thing. That was a grassroots effort. We need to do more of it.
Well, and you know what? The town halls that we have done around town, I don't think Governor Lamont has ever done a town hall. But wasn't that refreshing to actually hear from the people that we're going to represent?
Can I tell one quick story? We have time.
Sure. I'm going to let Laura go.
Okay.
And then you tell the story, then we'll go to a break here. Laura, thank you.
Thanks so much, Laura.
All right, guys. Go get them.
Thanks, Laura. We're going to be the tallest ticket in the history of the state, by the way. Laura's about 6 feet.
I see her standing near you, and I'm like, she's got to be tall.
The Christmas star is cinched this year.
So very quickly, one of the best meetings I had, I went out to lunch with two teacher, strong union people in Hartford. Right, we went to lunch, and we walked into lunch. They said, you realize we're never going to vote for you. I said, I get it, but I still want to hear what's on your mind. We talked for an hour and a half. And on the way out, they said, you know, we're still not voting for you, but at least somebody sat down. Teachers are buying their own pencils and pens. We started the year with 90 substitute teachers in Hartford. Meanwhile, we're sitting with $6 billion in Ned Lamont's bank account out there. We're going to support the hell out of teachers. And they appreciate, everybody appreciates when you actually talk to them.
Yeah,
politicians come out, here's my 15-point plan. Well, why don't you talk to me, the taxpayer, and ask you what I need before you roll out your plan?
Yeah, the thing that I didn't like about the police accountability is no one said that. There was no images of the people who came up with this sitting down with police officers who are out making the calls in the dangerous,
As you know, we've called for a repeal. We should bring back qualified immunity, protect the personal assets of these officers. If they do something wrong, which is, in my view, less than 1%, they should be held accountable. But for the 99%, we need to protect these people. Governor Lamont, and there's another person on the ballot, Rob Hodling, both came out. They're standing by the bill. It's a bad bill. It's putting police officers at risk. We're going to change it.
Reproductive rights keeps coming up.
Yeah.
I know you already addressed it half an hour ago.
I understand why the governor's been lying about my position all summer. Roe v. Wade, codified into Connecticut state law. I will protect a woman's right to choose. That law is not going to change as long as I'm governor. Period. End of story. Done.
Sean and Shelton.
how you doing this morning, guys?
Hello.
Hey, Bob, I'd like to thank you very much for supporting law enforcement. I myself am a police officer, and I am honestly, no problem, absolutely. This is what my life's work. I wanted to be a cop my entire life. But unfortunately, right now, my job over the last several years has been stolen from me, and the police accountability bill has absolutely gutted our profession. It has made it virtually impossible for us to do our jobs. No police officers are getting out there and actually speaking out because they're in fear of losing their jobs, and it's catastrophic. I mean, I remember growing up in this state and not hearing about carjackings. Now we have carjackings, people breaking into cars every night. It's absolutely, crime is through the roof, and we need somebody to start supporting law enforcement so they could get out there and actually do their jobs and not with the fear of losing their jobs for doing their job to the letter of the policy.
Somebody sent me an email that said crime is down because somewhere along the line, the legislature and the governor reduced a lot of the felonies to misdemeanors. So now that doesn't count as, so now we see crime numbers down.
Oh, wow.
It's one of the technicalities.
I think there's a few things. First of all, Sean, thank you for what you do. I met some terrific
thanks,
cops.
Sean.
I'll tell you the other tough job is being a corrections officer.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That, imagine doing that. And these guys and women are working double shifts. They're busting their butts out there. So thank you for that. But again, we got to reverse this police account, portions of this police accountability bill. It's interesting to me. Officers love the body cam part. And you know why? Because 99.9% of them are doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So we got to get qualified immunity back. We got to look at the use of force standards right now. You know, you almost have to wait for the criminal to shoot before you can. And we got to protect our cops. And we're going to get on that day one. We're going to start that day one right after I'm inaugurated and protect these men and women.
Mark, what's your question?
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
I wanted the stance on union labor and if you support apprenticeships and project labor agreements, because that's a gray area for a lot of people.
Listen, I said, this is one of the things you learn as a first-time candidate. I said some anti-union things, which I wish I hadn't, because I've met a ton of people. We're going to support the hell out of you. You know, apprenticeships, I think right now, I believe the ratio is 1-to-1 or 2-to-1. I think it should stay there, because we've got a shortage of workers in Connecticut. We've got about 1,000 open jobs that people are looking to fill. And I'm not gonna, probably the stupidest thing I said, Chaz, is I made a snide comment about pension plans. You know, whether you think the plans are too rich or not rich enough, they've been contributing into those plans every day. They've been counting on it for their retirement. We're going to support those plans. They're underfunded, so we got to find a way to fund them. But somebody who's been working in any one of these state agencies for 30 years, putting that money away, they deserve their pension. We're going to preserve it.
All right. Thank you. Medical cannabis. Jeffrey, what's your question? It's got to come up.
You need some or what?
Yeah, so I was just wondering how you guys, if that was something that you were going to continue Connecticut's growing trend to support for, if that was something you were thinking about, you know, investing some more attention towards.
So this would be an easy one for me to dodge, right? I'm not a politician. I'm going to continue to support it. I got to be honest, I probably wouldn't have voted for the bill to pass it. I'm just being honest. But now that it's there, we're going to support it. We got to see how it goes, and I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah, that's cool.
Didn't harsh his buzz at all. Dude, cool.
Listen, I could have just said I'll support it, but I want to be honest. I'm not sure it was the right thing to do, but it's done. I got a lot of things to worry about, and you know, dealing with that is not even close to top of the list. We got to keep supporting it.
Yeah, and back to that union call, Patrick asked on the Facebook page, is he still against unions?
No.
So the answer is no.
Nope.
No, and I understand why, and I know the union, there's a particular tape that the union leaders get up and show, and listen, I said it, but all I can do is apologize for it, tell you it was early in the first campaign, that's before I knew a lot about how, you know, what's going on, and particularly first responders, we got a lot of good people. They're the backbone of this state. I'm going to support them.
Thomas and Trumbull, you're the last
one. Hey, Bob.
How you doing, Bob? Good luck tomorrow.
Hey, Thomas. Thank you.
Question for you. The recession, a lot of people are laying people off or putting on a hiring freeze. In the next, we'll say, 8 to 12 months, what is your plan to kind of tackle that in the state of Connecticut?
Well, number one, we got to take I won't get into the details, but there's this massive loan that we're charging small business right now called the unemployment insurance loan. We should use COVID money to pay that off and take the pressure off of business. The other thing is retraining. We don't have right now. We have 1,000 open jobs in Connecticut and a 4% unemployment rate, which is very high. So we've got to train people for the kind of skills that these businesses want. And a 4-year college is not for everybody. You know, we need to bulk up the trade schools, adult education, and get people retrained for the jobs that are out there. And we need to take some of the regulation and pressure off business so they don't have to lay people off. And finally, we need to attract new business here, which we haven't done in a while, to create new jobs.
Thank you for coming on. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Are you gonna
fight the results if it's close and it looks shady?
Yes, if it's close.
Yeah.
You know, I was very gracious last. I called into your show. You remember, I was very gracious.
That's right.
I said he won fair and square, and I was supportive of him till he came after Thwaites, and then it was gloves off because he lied.
Yeah.
But we're going to fight.
All right. Bob Stefanowski, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys. I'd be honored to have the vote of the tribe tomorrow. Please come out and vote. Get 5 more people come out to vote. I really appreciate you and your audience. You're terrific.
Oh, thank you.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.